You are listening to a sermon podcast brought to you by Northminster Presbyterian Church of Greater Atlanta.
Our gospel lesson this morning brings us back to Matthew, the fourth chapter, beginning in verse 12. I invite you now to listen for the word of our Lord. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region in shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And as he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat with their father, and they followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. So there I was in the lunchroom at the seminary, eating my lunch, minding my own business, when some friends of mine who were coming from another class came into the lunchroom, and they were continuing an argument that they'd been having during that class. Apparently, I don't know how they got on the topic, but apparently someone in that class had, who was a second career student, they'd been out working, doing other things, and then came back to seminary, they had raised the issue that they didn't feel that it was appropriate for students to come straight from college into seminary because they didn't have enough life experience, enough to offer. And some of my friends, among whom we had done that, gone straight from college to seminary, they were offended by that, and they had some things to say about it. So this discussion was continuing over lunch. So they sit down at the table where I'm sitting, and they bring with them an Old Testament professor, Dr. Gowan. And we're sitting there, and I'm listening to this debate, and Dr. Gowan was kind of a quiet guy. He and I had a couple Old Testament classes together where I'm sure I impressed him. And he was sitting across the table from me, and so finally one of the students said, "Well, Dr. Gowan, what do you think? Do you think students ought to be allowed to come straight from college into seminary?" And Dr. Gowan looked me dead in the eyes, and he said, "Well, I don't think you should have been allowed, but as a general rule, I think it's okay." Now, as many conversations go, then this conversation took a couple different twists and turns, and so people around the table began talking about how it was that they found themselves in seminary. What, you know, whether they came straight from college or had been out in the world doing other things, how did they feel that call? And there was one guy in particular I remember, his name was Ken, and he was a second career student, He said, "There I was in Columbus, Ohio." He said, I owned my own business, and business was good. He said, "I was making a couple million dollars a year, as a matter of fact." He And then God came along and messed everything up. And that really struck me, you know, because aren't we told God loves a cheerful servant and all that kind of thing, you know? But then as I think about it, you actually don't have to look very far in the Bible to find people that felt exactly the way Ken did. I mean, the prophet Elijah, the first prophet, people still expecting his return, leaving a seat open at the dinner table for when he shows back up. He was so miserable at one point with what God had called him to do that he actually asked God to kill him. You open up the book of Jeremiah, he's not afraid to whine a little every now and then. And you look at Jonah. I mean, Jonah was so excited about what God had called him to do, to go and prophesy to the people of Nineveh, that Jonah was so excited that he very literally, physically, geographically tried to escape from God. So this feeling that Ken had was not altogether uncommon. But I think about the way that people are called and the different stories that I've heard, and I think it's fascinating. And I think about these people that we're reading about this morning. So there I was, minding my own business, catching fish, and then Jesus comes along. And I think about the story that we read last month. So there I was, minding my own business, taking care of my flocks, when suddenly an angel appears and says to me, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord." And I think about call. And while it may be a bit of an oversimplification, I think there are two kinds of call. There's the fisherman's call and the shepherd's call. The fisherman's call is what we read about this morning. Drop everything. Leave everything you have. And come and follow me. I mean, that can be dramatic. That's drastic, life-changing stuff. That is leaving your dad Zebedee in a boat with broken nets and not worrying about it because your life is now suddenly different. You were doing this, and now you're doing this. And then there's the shepherd's call. Because the shepherds, they went to see the baby. But then after that, they went back to being shepherds. Now, in the Presbyterian Church, we believe in something called the priesthood of all believers. And simply put, what that means is that every single person is called into ministry in one way or another. Some are called into this, but others receive a different call. But everyone in our church is called into ministry in one way or another. Some get the fisherman's call. Others get the shepherd's call. Now again, in some ways, the fisherman's call is easy to decipher. I was this, and now I'm this. I was heading in this direction, but God called me, and now I'm going over here. The shepherd's call can be a bigger challenge. Because the shepherd's call calls you to keep doing what you've been doing, but to do it in a different way, to go back and to tell the people what it is that you have seen. But to go back into the world in which you lived, to go back into that role, to stay there, to stay put, but to do ministry there. And it's that shepherd's call is more of what we were talking about in our confession this morning. Just sort of, you know, we let it slide and we think, well, it's not happening, it'll happen tomorrow. And so we just get back into the ordinariness of every day and we let it go. But everyone is called. The only question is how. Maybe you're still thinking, you know, that call is for people who, like, carry their Bibles other places than just church, you know? I mean, those are the only people that get called. Call is for people who, you know, talk about Jesus outside of Sunday school. Those are the only people who are called. Not, you know, certainly not somebody like me. But God has a history of calling some of the strangest people to do God's work in this world. And I can tell you, I went to seminary with attorneys. I went to seminary with someone who was a retired biology professor. For 40 years, he taught biology, and then he left and went to seminary. I went to seminary with someone, this guy was going to seminary part-time, and he was a West Virginia state trooper. He was just a monster of a man. And I always had this image of him sitting up here doing a children's talk, because I just would love to see what that would have looked like. I guarantee nobody interrupted him. But God will call some of the most interesting people into ministry, whether it's that fisherman's call or that shepherd's call. And the thing is, last week we talked about come and see, we talked about getting involved, but the thing that we're talking about, though, is that's not about volunteering. It's about recognizing that God has called each of us into ministry in one way or another. And we need to respond to that call. And as we said last week, God does not need to rely on us to get God's work done in this world, but God does rely on us to bring God's kingdom here and now. So each of us is called into that in one way or another. And it's so vitally important that each of us listen and hear that call, so that someday you can be sitting around with somebody else and they can say, wow, you know, how'd you ever get involved in that? And you can just say, hey, so there I was. There I was. Priesthood of all believers. God's call and God's claim on each of us. A fisherman's call, a shepherd's call. That's up to you to decide. But each of us needs to hear it. Amen.
Thank you for listening today. If you want to learn more about Northminster Presbyterian Church, visit us online at northminster-atl.org.